lot here. Toll free as we launch into the third hour of the program. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Marcus.
Marcus here, courtesy of his website, BrainlessTales.com. Also, I want to tell you about the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people who think like you. If you love freedom and you want to be around other people who also love freedom and who are willing to actually do something about it, the Free State Project is your best option. Please go to freestateproject.org. It's the reason why Marcus and I are here together tonight. I'm so grateful that I've had the opportunity to meet such wonderful people through the Free State Project that otherwise our paths probably never would have crossed.
Right. I mean, you know, over the holiday, over Christmas, I was down visiting family and friends, and some of them are more conservative, some are more liberal, and they're really nice people, and I really enjoy spending time with them. But I also really enjoy coming back to New Hampshire, where I know that there's more liberty-minded people coming all the time.
Every month, new movers.
So that we can move society more towards a liberty, free lifestyle.
We can and are. The more people that get here, the more we can achieve. Hey, coming up, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum's on the way. NHLibertyForum.com. Are you going this year, Marcus?
Yes, I am planning on going to Liberty Forum.
Me too. In fact, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event. February 20th. Through the 23rd, so we're about 2 months out at this point. It's going to be happening in the same place the last several years, Crown Plaza Hotel, very beautiful hotel in downtown Nashua, New Hampshire. We'll be featuring dozens of speakers and, of course, great opportunities for networking and meeting your future neighbors.
That's right. I came to Liberty Forum for the first time in 2009, and one thing that was exciting was Free Talk Live was there, and I got to see Ian and Mark doing Free Talk Live in person, which was very fun because, you know, I hadn't met you before, but immediately I met people. I showed up the first morning and I snuck into the first talk without meeting anybody because I had just gotten there, and I sat for the first. At the end of the first talk, somebody introduced himself, and it happened to be Mark Warden.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, who's a realtor up here, and he was really
and
nice.
State representative.
That's right, and he's super active, and he's really great. And he introduced me to some other people that lived in my area. And it's just a really good networking, fun time.
And good people as well. And like I said, you'll meet your neighbors. If you're planning on moving as part of the Free State Project, a lot of these people that will be attending the Liberty Forum, they already live here. And others are, maybe like you, are considering a move or have already, you know, or in the process of moving.
As a matter of fact, I was at Liberty Forum a few years ago, and I got interviewed by the local paper, and I talked about how I was planning on moving to New Hampshire and what I might do. What ended up happening was the following year, I ended up running into that same reporter at Liberty Forum, and I had then moved already.
Nice.
And so he actually did a follow-up piece on me, basically talking about what we had talked about previous the year before, and now that I was here in New Hampshire, and what I was doing to get active for Free State Project. So, you know, you get to talk to all kinds of people. I just lucked out to be able to talk to a local reporter and was in an article, you know, two years in a row. One before I moved and one after I moved.
It's a great event. NHLibertyForum.com. You can go and get your tickets. Early bird prices, I believe, are still in effect. And it's still an affordable event. Even if you were to walk up to the door the day of and buy tickets, it's still for a weekend-long convention where you can eat in the hotel. You know, they've got the hotel catered meals and things like that. You can buy a non-meal ticket as well. You can get it even cheaper and then go out to eat. But it's still really, really affordable compared to, like, some of the industry conventions I've been to, for instance.
Yeah, the price is it's pretty good. And I like going to the meals there. I've met a lot of people that way. Because often I would just sit with, I didn't make a point to sit with people I knew. I just sit down with whoever, wherever there's an empty seat, and then, you know, talk to whoever's there. I might know people or I might not at the table. So that's kind of fun, too.
Yeah, I totally agree. If you can afford the meal ticket, it's worth it because you will meet new people just by virtue of sitting at the table with other people. So let's go to the phones here. And again, that's NHLibertyForum.com. We go to Dave listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave.
Hey guys, how you doing? I just have a personal, just one question, and then I'll get into my thing. Does Nemi hate me because last night when I called in, you know, she goes, "Oh no," you know, that sounded like kind of like that kind of how, like, she hated me or something or whatever. But anyway.
You'd have to ask Nemi how she feels. So I would recommend calling on Wednesday because that's when she's here. So call in next Wednesday and you can ask her personally. She hasn't told me anything, Dave, about her hating you. I think if anything, maybe she is maybe the oh no is just kind of a dread of, oh gosh, you know, it's Dave in New York calling again. What's it going to be tonight? Because you've become a chronic caller on the show, and so to some extent there's a certain level of expectation that people have as far as your calls are concerned. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing is up to the individual.
And I also used to have a job coach. Now, many people know that I used to work for Hertz, and I used to have a job coach. Now, my job coach did not help me find the job. I got the job all on myself. Like I was out looking for a job, whatever, and you know, I used to work at a deli, and then I left the deli because it was only temporary, and then I found a job at Hertz. I worked there for a good long time, then got fired, blah, blah, blah. And I also had a job coach who's also helping me along the way. Now, since I got fired, my job coach basically told me, screw you, I can't help you anymore because you're unemployed.
Now, tell me about this job coach thing. Is this like a social worker? Where do you go to get a job coach?
My job coach, he was through a program which I'm not going to mention because there's people also listening in the chat room. But
wait a minute. Why wouldn't you mention the program?
Because it's a private program, and
private.
Because yes, it's private. It's
private,
you know,
as in non-governmental.
It's just private, and basically, my job coach he said to me that because I don't have a job, he will not help me look for other work elsewhere. I was basically pissed off, and you
so
know,
did you fire this guy? I mean, are you paying him, or is somebody just kind of providing this service to you?
Yeah, they were providing service for me because I was part of a program, and since I'm not in the program anymore, this job coach cannot help me out. So I am now on my own looking for work elsewhere. I've filled out applications at the movie theaters, over at moving storage places, over at like bus depots for like maybe if I'm looking for like janitors, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
So I'm out there like, you know, I'm looking for jobs anywhere, basically.
Good.
Like even
that's what you got to do. I mean, you got to get out there. You got to put the applications in and follow up. Do you follow up on the applications, Dave?
Yeah, I do. And they say, oh, well, you know, we're not hiring, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I even fill the applications at, like, you know, car dealerships. I'm, like, looking everywhere. And I'm not getting any callbacks from any of these places. So I feel like I'm basically wasting my time. And my job coach, who's not even helping me anymore, you know.
Well,
because, you know,
if you don't have a job, then you're not wasting your time if you're looking for more work. I mean, you really don't have anything else to do with your time. So it's probably the best thing you can do is to go out and look. But you can't just expect a job to call you back. I mean, that's really the hallmark of somebody who is not going to get hired.
You know, I feel like the, you know, jobs are tough, and I can relate that trying to look for a job can be a very daunting task and can be very difficult. But unfortunately, the best way to make sure that you get a job is that when you do have a job, that you just be the best possible employee that they ever had, because there are a lot of really bad employees out there. And even the employees that are, you know, there's always bad stuff about employees. So if when you do have a job, the best service you can do for yourself is to just be dynamite, be on time, dress nice, you know,
friendly.
Be friendly, don't be over talkative, do the work, stay late, be always looking to help out the business. These are the types of things that employers really like. And then once you you know, have been there a while, they can give you a recommendation. They might find you a job somewhere else. You know, I worked with a gentleman one time, and I actually ended up was his replacement, but he was a nice guy, and I actually found a job for him. I got the job. I didn't know I was his replacement until 3 months later when he got let go. But I found him a job. He was a nice guy. But those things are really important. You have to really try to be a great employee.
Also, And then there's a guy in the chat room, you guys just talked to him, Freedom Guy. He mentioned Labor Day jobs for me, which I've even applied for Labor Day jobs, because Freedom Guy mentioned that in the chat room.
Yeah, so day jobs, I gotcha. Dave, it's a tough world out there. Following us is an important thing, though, because it shows that you're really interested in the position. You can't just expect them to call you back. Good luck, and thanks for the call tonight. 855 453.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. We do have a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. Would like quick access to our live streams and or podcasts, just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Coming up in about 4 weeks from now, the Passport to Freedom is happening January 23rd through the 25th in Las Vegas. It is the very first time the Passport to Freedom has been held, so it'll be an intimate event. And I know, because I put together the Keenvention, and I knew that was going to be an intimate event. It's the first year, you know, word only gets so far about a first-year event, and so this will be a good opportunity for you to connect with some real doers in the Liberty Movement. Peter Schiff is going to be the keynoter there, and Vitalik Buterin from Bitcoin Magazine will also be speaking. Lots of people who have some perspective on how to achieve more freedom in your life. You'll learn ways to reduce your dependence on the United States without having to leave the country, ways to increase your personal sovereignty, as well as protect your money and quit your job and make money from anywhere. I mean, who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah, sounds great.
Everything that you need to create a freedom-oriented lifestyle will be at this three-day event. And again, it's going to be an intimate affair. So go and learn more at passport.freetalklive.com. We do have a special deal for Free Talk Live listeners, passport.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we go to the phones and the fun. We've got Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Hey, how are you, Ian? How are you, Marcus? Merry Christmas, if it applies.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Feeling much better today.
Okay.
I wanted to send out a prayer to a guy over in your area, over on Pearl Street. He's a guy I did time in the prison system with many years ago.
Is this the guy that was murdered recently?
Yes. And,
all right, so it's very rare that a murder will happen in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we're doing this show, but one did occur very recently, apparently a shooting involving this man that you're talking about. Now, the allegations was something about child molestation or pornography, one or the other. Do you know anything about that with this guy?
It's my understanding that he went to prison for pornography.
Okay.
I don't know the circumstances about his crime or anything, and personally, I really don't care. I mean, he didn't victimize me or anything, and he did his time, and he got out. You know, he went through the system, and, you know, he minded his own business, and, you know, did his own thing, and he got out and went on with his life, and eventually, after being out, you know, he developed multiple sclerosis. And, you know, he landed him in a wheelchair. And I guess the thing that's kind of scary, it doesn't matter what his crime was, but the thing that's really kind of scary is that, you know, somebody just walked into his apartment and then shot him and then left. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and who knows what that was about. I mean, maybe it was about his previous conviction. Maybe it was a drug deal gone bad. Maybe he owed somebody some money. I mean, who knows what that was. Has there been any revelations yet about the possible motive here? Because they don't, from what I understand, they don't even have a suspect.
That's my understanding. I talked with Ben over the King Central today, and he said that they're being real tight-lipped about it, but I know that there's been a rash of shootings. There was one back in July or August of this year. I believe it was in New Jersey. There was a couple of skinheads that, you know, went on the offender registry and then just randomly looked up people and, you know, found a couple down there and then went up to the house door and knocked on the door and shot them both.
Yeah, I think that's sad.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. You know, I don't know. Just people randomly going around shooting people because they're on a registry sounds like a really bad idea. Just because people get on that registry for all kinds of things that don't involve a victim sometimes.
Absolutely true. I mean, you can get on a sex offender registry for being naked in public. You can be on a sex offender registry for
peeing in public,
peeing,
I think.
Yeah, effluence in some places. It's different state by state. There's different rules. But, yeah, it's pretty outrageous, Robert. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, like I said, it just leaves the door open for, you know, for vigilante groups to be able to, you know, do whatever they feel like, you know. And I'd kind of like to hear what other people have to say, but...
All right. Thank you for the call tonight, Robert. I appreciate hearing from you, and Merry Christmas and New Year's as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, these, what do they call them? The lists?
The registries?
The sex offender registries. I think they give people a false sense of security.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, it's a touchy situation because what people think of when they hear sex offenders, they think of somebody who's
child molester,
right? And nobody likes a rapist. Nobody likes a child molester. So that's what they think of. But the reality is that people on the sex offender registry have done other things that are not that. And some of these things, like we've just mentioned, just maybe, you know, being naked in public or peeing, different things. So, right. So there's people on there that probably shouldn't be on there, or at least they're getting lumped into that group, which is, to me, unfair. And then, like, what you're getting at here is that by having that registry, people feel like they can check that and say, like, oh, well, there's nobody on my block that's on the registry. So, I don't have to worry about it. But that's not true. You don't know. I mean, likely it's going to be somebody in your family.
That's just it. The thing is, and then that all the statistics show that almost every time when you've got some sort of child molestation event, it is somebody in the family, unless we're talking about a priest. You know, it's one of those kind of things.
Right.
And somebody near to you, it's not going to be the creepy guy in the weird house down the street. That's the last guy.
It's going to be somebody you know or somebody in your family, I think.
And also, there's no point in worrying yourself to death over it either. There's this kind of mentality that out there, there's lurking in every bush a child molester. I mean, there's this fear-based mentality around parenting that you've got to protect your kids from all the terrible victimizers that are out there just waiting to kidnap your children. When in reality, the incidents of this sort of thing happening are very, very slim in general. And when it does happen, as you're pointing out, it's a family member. It's the uncle. It's the, you know, grandmother or something like
that. You know, it's interesting. My mother used to say, like, oh, this didn't used to happen. I said, you know what? It did used to happen. You just didn't hear about it as much. OK, so whatever world she was living in, she just didn't hear it, whether it wasn't on the news or in the newspaper or she just didn't read those things or watch those things. It still happened. So, yes, I agree. You shouldn't, to some extent, you know, you shouldn't be based living in fear.
Absolutely. And I like the parenting model that, I'm forgetting the name of the blog. There's a blog that's based on it, but the lady
Free Range Kids.
That's exactly it. Started by the lady who was named the worst mother of the decade because she let her 10-year-old son take the subway home by himself from school one day because he felt he was ready for that.
Yeah, he was ready.
And she felt like, well, I trust my son, and he's, you know, a smart young man, and so, of course, he's free to do that. And people were so up in arms, like, oh, he could have been abducted. There could have been someone who molested him on that train or whatever, but he was fine. And most kids are fine. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life?
Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. We're here live throughout the holidays, so plenty of time for you to call in and bring up, again, whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. 450 free, that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Marcus.
Once again, 855-450-3733. I was using my CryptoKit extension today to do some PGP emailing, because CryptoKit actually makes PGP useful to me, because PGP has been very frustrating for me. I don't know how much experience you have with it, Marcus.
I don't have much experience with it.
I have been kind of dragged into it because there are certain people that will only communicate with me on PGP.
Okay.
And it's been such a hassle up until now. Like, there's this program that you can get that's supposed to make it easier for Windows called Cleopatra, but you've got to, like, copy things into a file and then copy the text you want to encrypt into a file and save the file, then open it in this program, encrypt the text, then it saves another file, and then you can open that file, copy the text encrypted, and then you can copy it into your email that you want to send to somebody.
Wow.
And make sure you save all the old files because you don't want to, like, forget what you said to somebody. Right? Because you've got to have records. I mean, it's a huge, huge hassle. So now CryptoKit.com is available. It's a handy Google Chrome plugin right now. Now, it's only available for Chrome. CryptoKit, K-R-Y-P-T-O, Kit. PGPEncryption.com. You can go there and download it for free. It makes it so easy to do PGP encryption. You upload your keys, or you can generate the keys in the program that you need, and then you can actually send encrypted messages to other people with CryptoKit, like as an instant messaging kind of an appliance. Yeah. But also, you can encrypt just whatever text that you want to, and it spits out the encrypted text, and then you can just copy that text and drop it in an email. So Now it's like easy for me to do PGP encryption thanks to CryptoKit. And of course, everything that CryptoKit does is client-side. They're not sending any of your information to a server or anything like that. And the other thing that they do that's really unique is it's the easiest and quickest Bitcoin wallet to set up. You and I were talking about young people getting into Bitcoin during the break. I mean, this is the solution to make it simple and integrated to use Bitcoin right on whatever website you're visiting. You don't have to log into some web wallet anymore. You don't have to have the official Bitcoin software running separately from anything else. It's just right there in your Chrome browser. You can install CryptoKit. You generate your first Bitcoin address by moving your mouse around the window to generate a random address. Fund your wallet from whatever source you choose, and then you can make Bitcoin transactions on the fly right from within your browser. And all your wallet data information is stored client-side, meaning on your computer, not on some server that somebody else is in control of. And it's even open source. So if you want to verify that, you know, there's not some backdoor in the program where they're trying to snatch your wallet or whatever, it's you can go into the code and you can look at it for yourself. It's a very cool program. I'm excited about it, and I've been using it. Plus, there's Bitcoin news and charts built right into this one browser extension, CryptoKit, CryptoKit.com.
Cool.
All right. So, Marcus, you wanted to talk about progressives and libertarians.
This is actually a piece that's written on studentsforliberty.org, and the title of it is Progressive Libertarianism, and it's written by Monica Lucas.
All right.
And it's basically kind of like an opinion piece. It was difficult for me when I first was introduced to libertarianism to decide exactly what the word meant. Limited government, sure. Economic freedom, sure. But was there more? What else does it mean to believe in liberty? After a couple of years of being immersed in the movement, attending lectures, conferences, seminars, and webinars, I have come to realize that the word libertarian fails to capture the motivation that I feel to being committed to liberty. I have been reminding myself over the past few months that liberty isn't political. So why does it seem like that it is? Liberty isn't about me. So why do I act like it is? Liberty is not a policy or a selfish directive or a politician we can elect. It's not any one thing at all. Rather, it's an ideal. I believe in liberty because I see a world where people should not be hungry, dying of diseases we have found cures for decades ago, living without access to the tools that make their lives better. My dedication to liberty does not come from a reluctance to pay taxes or an anger toward people who are different than me. It comes from the love that I have for all people in the world, regardless of nationality or age or economic status. It comes from a deeply rooted desire I have to make people's lives better. So what the author here is really getting at is something I feel like that you've talked a lot about, where Dr. Mary Ruart has touched on. The idea of really that liberty helps us to help people.
Mm.
And that this is where this author is coming from, is that they really want to, that what they are excited about in liberty is the idea that this really, liberty is about the freedom to help people, the freedom to have the best solutions to the problems that ail us.
Well, right, because you can go, as we actually touched on this on recent shows, because you can go right now and, you know, move out of the United States, go to some island nation and just sock away your savings and live like a king. I mean, if you want to be more free personally, that's not that hard to accomplish. There are ways to do that. But what about everybody else?
Right. It's really about other people. So I'll get back to this. This is different than the libertarianism that our parents might imagine, where no one pays too many taxes, businesses are allowed to do as they wish, and social policies come second to economic ones. This is not how I understand libertarianism. To me, libertarianism is progressive in that it looks for new ways to make the world better. It tolerates people in whatever skin they choose to live, and it doesn't concern itself with the inefficiency of politics.
I tend to agree. I mean, I think that Free Talk Live, for instance, is heard on progressive talk stations and, you know, kind of traditional conservative talk stations as well. And so when I'm talking with a, you know, like a progressive program director, somebody who's coming from that perspective or is looking at us as a possible show. You know, they asked me, well, are you guys progressive? Well, yeah, of course we're progressive. We're progressing towards more choice and freedom. And
it's a progressive idea to think that, you know, to have the idea that we're going to use liberty to solve problems. We're going to move the world towards a better place. We're going to help, you know, we're going to be free to help people. And that's a progression, right?
Consensual, right?
Yes.
If it's consensual, if we're moving away from coercion and towards consensual interactions, that's progress to me.
It is a huge progress. It is progressive because it is moving forward to something better than what we have. That's what the author says. In rejecting old school libertarianism, I am rejecting the sentiment that this is my money and I don't want to give it to the lazy. I am also rejecting the notion that we just need to elect someone who is moderate and America is the most perfect country that I can imagine. I am even rejecting the often expressed hope that we should go back to what our founding fathers imagined. Right? And we hear these things said, and to some extent, I understand where people might be coming from with these things, but I think you would agree with me that I see liberty much in the way that this author does, and that we want to progress towards a better life where people are free, and it's not about getting back to those things. It's not about electing the right person all the time. It's about helping people to see and open their minds that we can actually be living more peacefully and more happily if we're more free.
Right. Well, believe it or not, and you mentioned Dr. Mary Ruart in her book, Healing Our World, she talks about how in that book, how without coercion, without the forced confiscation of wealth through the government and then the redistribution of that through their various programs, let's look at like the welfare program, for example, the welfare system is something that a progressive will normally be supportive of,
yeah,
because they want to help people.
That's right.
And the thing they don't understand is that we could help people so much more efficiently and so much more effectively in the absence of coercion. Because when you take coercion out of the picture and people are able to be free to donate to the charitable groups or create a new charitable group, mm-hmm, that they want, then that means that the dollars that are being contributed will be better spent simply because you're the one spending them and you know what you want best.
Right.
The bureaucrats don't know.
That's right, because when the government's not doing those things, lots of organizations take the place, and what happens is you get a market of organizations that are vying for your donated dollars, so they're going to show you why they're efficient. They're going to show you why they're the best to
deal.
Take your dollar.
Well, you're helping the most people,
right,
with the fewest dollars.
That's right. Or maybe they're the one that specifically goes for the thing that really is important to you, and so you can put your money there. It could be a much better way.
It would be, because the allocation of the funds would be more accurate to people's desires rather,
right,
than the arbitrary whims of the bureaucrats who decide, well, I think we should spend money on this. And when they're wrong, they've really blown a lot of money.
And then you're happier because you got to decide.
We'll come back. There's more to the story,
yes,
here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, Lessig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at Lessig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. Lessig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Moments remain here, but enough time for your call and thoughts. If you make it now, 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight. Ian here.
And Marcus.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com, and all of the features are completely free. In fact, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there. Maybe you got a little windfall from your Christmas holiday gift opening and gift certificates and things like that. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping taken care of. Whatever it is you're looking for, they probably sell it over at Amazon. And there's also Newegg on our shop page. So Newegg and Amazon. Amazon's there for Canada, UK, and US. You just click into the right one for you and get your shopping taken care of. Feel good because you're getting the same great Amazon deals that you're used to. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut of their profits.
Right. The price is no more than it normally would be. It's just that you get a little bit of their profit.
So thank you for that if you have shopped with us. And if you haven't yet, please do so at shop.freetalklive.com. Marcus, let's continue with your story here from, what was the blog?
Yeah, this is from studentsforliberty.org. Okay. Yeah, and what we're talking about, the title of this is Progressive Libertarianism. And so I'll just move on with the article here. If the goal of liberty is to improve the lives of people in the world, we cannot cling to customs in the past that only half worked. We cannot settle for good enough. We cannot pretend liberty can manifest itself in a single issue or outcome. Liberty is about experimenting, innovating, and discovering better ways to live. We must reject the old, outdated norms and embrace new, provocative ideas. I agree with this. I feel like this is really what progressive is, right? It's progressing outside of what we've done before, let's progress to a much better, more efficient way. And the best way to do that is to be free to try new things. Mm. Where we have new technologies available to us, new ways to communicate. So let's use those and move forward.
Were you a lefty before the Liberty Movement?
No, I wasn't. I was not a lefty or a righty. Okay. I grew up around both, and when it came time for me to register, I was just independent.
I was, my parents are Republicans. I grew up, you know, with that mentality. And so I can relate to the people who are saying the things that you were, you know, like quoting earlier.
Sure.
Like, no taxes and, you know, freedom, blah, blah, blah. But I've actually come to more appreciate the progressive side of things. And
I appreciate both of those as well. Like, I don't want to pay taxes, but I really want to help people too. I just, but that's what it means to be a liberty-minded person, I think. You know, for me anyway, is that I can see all the bad that government does.
I had one of the critics, there's a number of critics here in the Keene area of some of the activism that goes on. One of them was talking trash on the Free Keene Facebook page saying, you don't contribute anything to our community, and, you know, attacking me and the other activists here, because all they see is the headlines about, you know, activists getting arrested or whatever, and us having opinions on issues. And I pointed out to her, look, I'm a regular contributor to the 100 Night Shelter. I mean, that's the local private homeless shelter here right in town. And I don't like to just throw it out there that I give money to all these organizations like I have to, you know, wear this badge of honor. I'd rather give them money and help them out.
Sure,
quietly.
But if somebody's going to call you out and say you don't do anything, yeah. I mean, you're fully within your right to say, like, yeah, you know what, I do, you know?
Right, and I think a lot of people within the Liberty Movement are very generous towards others. In fact, the Shire Sharing's a great example of that that's been going on now for a few years here in New Hampshire. A Free State Project participant started up a project to help feed families during Thanksgiving time, and they've grown it dramatically year after year.
Yeah, she's done a really great job with that. It's been very successful.
And she didn't ask anyone's permission.
No, she didn't. She just did it. It was inspired, I think, by her father, and she's done really well. So this is the about the end of the article here. She says, when I hear news reports about wars in other countries, poverty at home and abroad, death at the hands of tragic illnesses, I know that we are not living in a world where liberty is winning. In order for us to be taken seriously about our ideas, we need to show the world that what we want crosses boundaries and includes all people. What we want is progressive, and it is time for us to admit it. I agree. That's the
Yay.
Article. I agree. It is, you know, and maybe that sounds scary to some of the more, you know, conservative libertarians.
Well, right, because they've made progressive into a bad word.
Sure. But it really isn't. I think, you know, it's been my experience when I've talked to even people that are just conservatives or Republicans. Many of them are very charitable and very giving and mm-hmm. want to help people. They just don't want, they want to be in control of who they help. They don't want somebody else to make that decision for them. And that's what's important about freedom, is that you create a win-win situation where if I donate money to a charity of my choosing, I actually feel good about it, and it improves my life to give that money. At the same time, I'm able to give the money to an organization that I feel is effective, and so that those organizations can vie for my dollar and be more effective with it. So they do better by getting my money. I feel better. They're being more efficient. We all know the government, when they do these things, they're terribly inefficient. And so that's a lose-lose, because I feel bad when they take my money. They mismanage and you know, waste my money on a bunch of, you know, middle-class bureaucrats.
A lot of the overhead for government bureaucracy is the government workers. And as far as, like, welfare programs, very little of the money they're collecting is actually going to the people who really need help, because when you start breaking it down, most of the budget goes to the workers running the government program, and then the rest of it that actually is supposed to go to people that need help, well, there are always people who are scamming the system within that group of people that are actually receiving the payments. So, you know, there's always a question of, well, how many people who are getting these payments really need the help, and how many of them are a bunch of users that are just taking advantage of a system that they know how to take advantage of? I don't know.
Right.
What percentages?
We don't know. But really, what it comes down to is, if people are free to make their own choices and do with their money as they please, that means that we're free to solve the problems that are facing us as a society, as a small community, as a family, as an individual. we're able to be free to make those choices and be the most effective, and we don't have to have somebody else telling us yes, no, maybe.
Right, but we're called anti-community when these ideas are proposed, because anybody that wouldn't support the government must be against the community. We must be against helping people.
Some people do think that, and so that's our challenge, right, is to try and best communicate to them that we want to help people. I find myself a lot of times saying, I want to help solve the world. I want to help solve society's problems peacefully. And that's what it really boils down to for me. I want to solve problems peacefully that are facing us as individuals, as a society, as whatever, whatever group or individual you are. And I feel like we can. And I would like to see us move more in that direction.
I think we will see that happen, Marcus, as more people who love liberty get together here in New Hampshire. I think that, that idea of being very deliberate about your intentions to have a more free place, to the point where you're willing to actually physically uproot yourself, as we've done. You moved from Jersey, I moved from Florida, to come here to the same place where we can really put these ideas into effect, because we have enough people around who say, yeah, those are good ideas, instead of just being the lone wolf out there crying out. June's with us in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, June.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, my question for you is, should voluntarists disassociate, oneself with a kind friend, someone who's been a kind friend to you, yet works for the more violent aspect of the state, like being a soldier or a cop? Also, is it fair to ostracize an individual when they're a product of their indoctrination and have not yet been enlightened?
No, I would definitely not. I would stay friends with that person, absolutely. You should do what you're comfortable with, right? So if you're comfortable being friends with that person, please stay friends with them. I was just telling Ian earlier, I enjoyed my trip to New Jersey for Christmas. I got to see lots of friends and family that, are not necessarily liberty-minded, but they're good people. I actually enjoy spending time with people that are kind and thoughtful. And not everybody has come to the same conclusions as you or as I.
It takes time.
It does take time.
And if you're just going to shut those people out, and there are people in this movement who will advocate this, that you should cut off all ties with anybody who doesn't subscribe to the non-aggression principle. And
right.
I find that that's cult behavior.
I agree.
And that's not a smart idea, because if you're somebody who has good rapport with this individual, then presumably they would listen to you when you're talking to them. That doesn't mean they're going to come on board tomorrow with the ideas of liberty. But, those ideas will filter in over time, and at some point that person will come to certain conclusions they haven't in the past.
And also, really, it's about you might be able to make that person's life better, and don't they deserve to have a good life just like you do? So you should be friends with them.
June, I wish we had more time to talk to you about this. If you want to call back tomorrow night, call right at the beginning of the show, and we'll be able to dig into this in detail. Can you do that?
Sure.
7 o'clock at night Eastern time. Hope you'll call tomorrow, because we're out of time tonight, but I appreciate you bringing it up. More coming up tomorrow. See you then.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.